The 9/11 Commission spent more than 3 hours today interviewing President Bush and Vice President Cheney about events surrounding the terrorist attacks of September 2001. The panel wanted to know how the administration dealt with the terrorist threat, both before and after September 11th. And they had questions about Mr. Bush's response to accusations that he didn't take the terrorist threat seriously enough. Neither the White House nor commission members would discuss the substance of the meeting, but both called it useful. NPR's Pam Festa reports from the White House.
The president and vice president sat for the historic interview in two straight-back chairs in front of a fireplace in the Oval Office. The 10 commissioners were seated before them on couches and chairs. While no tape recording was made, staff took extensive notes. The president told reporters afterward that he and the vice president answered all of the questions they were asked. He said he was glad he took the time to meet with the bipartisan panel and had no reason not to.
If we had something to hide, we wouldn't have met with him in the first place. We answered all their questions, and as I say, I think I came away good about the session because I wanted them to know, you know, how I set strategy, how we run the White House, how we deal with threats.
Earlier this year, the president and vice president said they would only talk with two representatives of the panel, and then only for an hour. But under growing political pressure, they eventually agreed to meet with the entire commission, as long as they were questioned together. Mr. Bush said he thought it was helpful to have the vice president, who answered some of the questions, by his side.
And I think it was important for them to see our body language as well, how we work together.
The president said there was a lot of talk about how to better protect the country and about what the commission might recommend in its final report in late July. In a written statement, the commission called the meeting extraordinary and said the information the two men provided will be of great assistance. Democratic Commissioner Richard Benveniste is among those who've raised the most questions about the administration's actions. He said the commissioners were allowed to ask all of their questions.
It was a very useful meeting from the commission's standpoint. The president was candid and responsive to all of our questions.
Benveniste said panel members agreed not to talk about the substance of the interviews, but to wait until the final report is issued. That report is expected to provide an extensive look at the inner workings of the government in the years and months preceding the attacks, and in the days thereafter. So far, the panel has released interim findings, which point to many miscommunications and missed opportunities in dealing with the threat of al-Qaeda. The White House will get to review the report prior to its release to decide what, if anything, should be redacted because of national security concerns. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.